listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about things that are real but unseen. I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 16 and 17, where we read this. So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. The king of Syria was at war against Israel, and he was angry with Elisha, Israel's prophet. God spoke to Elisha about the plans of the Syrian army, and for a time Israel knew every move that the Syrians made. Furious, the king of Syria sent soldiers with many horses and chariots. They surrounded Elisha's city and demanded his surrender. Elisha had perfect peace. But his servant was naturally afraid, knowing that there was little chance of escaping or surviving an attack from so many adversaries. Elisha told him to not be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Elisha saw what his servant could not see, and he prayed for the servant's eyes to be opened to the spiritual reality of the situation. You see, Elisha did not pray that God would change anything in the situation. His only request was that the servant could actually see the reality of the situation. Yet, Elisha also did not try to persuade the servant of the reality of those who were with them. The servant could not have had this explained to him, nor could he be persuaded into it. He had to see it. God answered Elisha's prayer. When a person is blind to spiritual reality, only God can open his eyes. Now, God may do it through the words that someone speaks, but the work of spiritually opening eyes is spiritual work, and that belongs to God alone. When his eyes were opened, the servant saw the reality that he could not see before. He saw that there were really more with him and Elisha than those assembled against them. Elisha didn't pray that he would see something that wasn't there. God's protection from the chariots of fire, that was real, even if it was invisible. God was not only present, he had more firepower than the enemies of God's people. If 1,000 people claim they see nothing of God's grace, power, and love at work in the world today, it doesn't cancel out what we can see. This is our Father's world, and even in the dark times, we see around us that God is busy at work and he's present in power. Today, ask God to open your eyes to the spiritual reality around you. We don't need to imagine things. We just simply need to perceive what is real but unseen. May God give us the grace to do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.